Wisconsin has seen a fair number of fatalities from ATV and UTV crashes this season. For All Things Outdoors, I'm WXPR's Katie Thorson, here with Wisconsin DNR Conservation Warden Heather Hunt. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So what has the state seen so far in terms of number of fatalities, and how does that maybe compare to past years?
Yeah, so far this year, we've had 29 fatalities just in the state of Wisconsin. Last year in 2025, we had 42 total, and in 2024, we have 40.
So is that kind of on track to meet those kind of numbers this year, you think?
It seems on track, but so far, in my opinion, I would say it is a bit high. And we're trying to keep those numbers low because, again, these numbers are just the fatalities. So these don't include serious injury crashes or, in general, just injury crashes that are going on all the time out on the landscape in the state.
And do you see when the crashes do result in someone dying, is there like common themes you see with the crashes?
Yeah, I would like to talk about a few of the factors that we're seeing as common themes. So one being alcohol. I know we're in the state of Wisconsin and everybody loves alcohol. However, that does seem to be a large common theme. The DNR says it's been a factor in more than 40% of all ATV and UTV fatalities. Another factor we're seeing is seatbelts. They just came out with a new rule June 1st. Now it's required that everybody in a UTV has to be wearing their seatbelt. Prior to that, it was just the passengers. However, now everybody has been included in that. Another factor we're seeing in these crashes are helmet use. So the law states anybody under 18 shall wear a helmet anytime you're on an ATV or a UTV. However, again, a lot of these crashes and fatalities aren't occurring in younger ages. So it's highly recommended, even though it's not required, if you're older than 18, it's highly recommended that you wear a helmet because it could save your life. Another factor that we're seeing in these crashes is speed. And I'm going to combine that with inexperience because we see a lot of times, especially riding in groups. So, you know, you'll have a group of ATVs or UTVs, and maybe somebody in that group doesn't have as much experience as the others in the group. I always try and recommend to those people, you know, put that person that has less experience in the middle, don't put them in the back, or even put them in the front, because then they can kind of ride at their own speed and their own comfort level, because other times they may feel obligated or pressured to keep up with the rest of the group, and that results in crashes because they just don't have that same experience level as the other people in that group. And then one of the last factors we see is individuals not having their ATV safety course.
And so what are the requirements around safety courses for ATVs and UTVs?
So in the state of Wisconsin, it is required that anybody born after January 1st, 1988 have their ATV safety course.
So beyond the requirement, do you recommend the course to people that maybe don't fall into that year cutoff?
Yeah, I would highly recommend that anybody and everybody take their ATV safety course. It just adds to your experience level and makes you feel a bit more comfortable while operating.
Do you see a difference between, riders that are on a trail versus on a road and the kinds of crashes?
Yeah, so these ATVs and UTVs are designed for off-road travel. So what comes with that is they have a narrow wheelbase, a short track width, and a higher center of gravity. So these high tread, low pressure tires are not going to grab as well on the pavement as they would, and what they're meant for traveling on is rougher terrain such as mud, gravel, sand, etc. And that leads to more rollovers, more flips, and when you're traveling at higher rates of speed on pavement versus gravel, that machine is going to handle completely different on pavement, which kind of falls under the category of inexperience. A lot of these operators may not have any experience driving on the road, but, you know, now the road routes are open, and so they're going to take that machine that they're used to operating on, gravel, mud, sand, and they're going to operate it on pavement and, you know, kind of think that it operates the same. But it doesn't. It's not going to, those tires aren't grabbing as much. There's not as much traction there. And combined with the higher center of gravity, when you're traveling at a high rate of speed and you take a normal curve, it's much easier to flip that machine just traveling at, you know, what you would kind of maybe consider a fair speed. Maybe you're only going 30 miles an hour, but that's enough for those tires to grab and catch, and then you roll.
Well, I hope that everyone stays safe, no matter if they're on the roads or the trails this season. Conservation Warden Heather Hunt, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you.